escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Brian Britton, and here are today's top local stories.
A 19-year-old Long Island man under arrest. Nassau County cops tell 1010 Winds Connor McCoy was in the process of being arrested for pulling the fire alarm at the Nassau County Supreme Court building in Mineola when he bit one of the arresting detectives on the arm. Police say the bite was so severe that detective had to be taken to the hospital and treated. McCoy now hit with additional charges that include assault and resisting arrest. Sabrina Carpenter's new pop-up in Soho has fans lining up for hours just to get a taste of her new album. The pop-up shop with all sorts of merch celebrating man's best friend. Gonna need willpower, though, to wait in line.
Midnight streams, long lines, and fans buzzing like espresso. Sabrina Carpenter's new album has her pop-up shop jammed. Juliana DeLaMargio says she was hooked the second the album dropped.
I listened at midnight, so on Spotify, so been listening all day, yeah.
So what do you think about it?
It's great.
Zachary Garcia came all the way down from Rockland County to stand in the line that nearly wrapped around the block.
I'm going to get Sabrina Carpenter merch. And I really am excited to get her CD for Man's Best Friend.
For fans here, the pop-up feels less like shopping and more like a celebration. Darius Radzi is 1010 Wins and 92.3 FM in Soho.
Yeah, the pop-up is at 152 Wooster Street in Soho. It closes Monday for good at 7 p.m. Remember the movie Good Burger?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
Today is your day. Kel Mitchell, one half of Keenan and Kel, hosting the first ever Kel's Burger Fest in Brooklyn.
When you walk in there, just come to have fun. You can leave anything that you're going through, just leave that at the door. It's going to be a lot of positivity.
He tells 1010 Wins the Williamsburg event is all about a good time. It runs today at the BK Backyard Bar on Banker Street. Bucketlister.com to get all the details. If you are hitting the road or maybe flying the friendly skies, the weather is cooperating, so no delays at the area airports. It is going to be fairly busy, though. The airports, according to the FAA, say they are expecting the busiest Labor Day holiday weekend in the past 15 years. If you are using mass transit, which is always a good option, if you're staying locally, just remember, too, the Hoboken PATH terminal is closed this weekend. Port Authority doing urgent repairs. They will reopen that Tuesday at 5 a.m. And, of course, stick with 1010 Winds for the latest on the roads and the rails. Traffic every 10 minutes on the ones. The NYPD gearing up for another Juve and West Indian Day parade this weekend.
After a gang-related shooting at last year's festival, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says this will be the NYPD's largest deployment of the year. And here's a new layer of security.
Two layers of two rows of barricades as opposed to just one row of barricades.
And to help with violence that is sometimes seen after the parade disperses.
You are going to see a heavy police presence in parks across the city and certainly in parks where violence has occurred in the past.
One focus for that will be gang violence, and it'll be 2,500 officers citywide. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
After the latest death at Rikers Island, three workers have now been suspended. 29-year-old Ardit Bila was the ninth person in custody to die at Rikers this year. He was facing multiple charges, including felony assault. He had pleaded not guilty prior to his death. The New York Times reports three staff members now suspended by the Department of Correction. No word who those people are or specifically why they were suspended. A disgusting allegation coming out of Brooklyn.
I'm currently watching a male and a female, both with two dogs. Oh my God. He's taking duct tape and tying up the dog.
Woman on Facebook caught it on camera. A guy busted for duct taping the mouth, eyes, and legs of a dog at a local park. 38-year-old Christopher Fife from Canarsie charged with a multitude of crimes, including torturing animals. Witnesses confronted Fife at the scene. He allegedly also threatened them with a knife. Police did nab Fife. The judge let him back out, though. No bail. He's out free, expected back in court in November. All five dogs that were found in his care have now been transferred to the ASPCA, and they are receiving medical care. COVID cases in the city are on the rise, and now it's also tougher to get the vaccine after changes from the Trump administration. Positive tests increasing around the country on Long Island. Nassau and Suffolk counties have reported a more than 100% increase in hospitalizations in the past month. While the numbers rise, there's also concern about getting vaccinated because of new rules. Walgreens says they'll give the shots, but now only in states where they're able to.
With changes to vaccine policy fueling the turmoil at the CDC, confusion over how and where Americans will get the new COVID vaccine. Just as the new vaccines are rolling out to pharmacies across the country, CVS announcing it will limit access to the shot in 16 states, requiring prescriptions in 13 states, including New York, Florida, and Colorado.
Correspondent Selena Wang. So yeah, to break it down, in New York, you do need a doctor's prescription now to get the COVID vaccine. In New Jersey, no prescription is necessary, but pharmacists can only give the shots to people who meet the federal health guidelines. So they'll be checking. That means you have to be over the age of 65. And if you are not, you have to have an underlying health condition on the list that the pharmacists will go over with you. Three sheriff's officers in Essex County, New Jersey, hit with charges alleging they stole boxes of sneakers from the home of someone they were arresting. Authorities say the officers had arrested someone at their home in East Orange. While they were there, they stole high-end sneakers and a designer belt. Three officers now suspended and formally charged.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.